The European Union is struggling to keep its commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by the year 2020. Heavy industry like steel, cement, glass, and paper producers are demanding free permits to pollute beyond strict limits rather than paying for the permits at an auction. Free carbon permits could undermine the EU's emissions trading regime that environmental campaigners are relying on to reduce global warming. Greenpeace and other activist groups are relying on permit auctions to pay for environmental programs on climate change. The European Parliament has already agreed to dedicate half of the auction proceeds to poor developing nations who are expected to be hardest hit by extreme weather conditions caused by global warming. At a mid-October summit in Brussels, Oxfam pushed EU leaders to keep its promise to reduce greenhouse gases by 30% below 1990 levels as a prelude to new global talks on climate change in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2009. Science has often conflicted with the conservative agenda of the Bush administration. In a recent case, noted Mother Jones magazine, Vice President Dick Cheney and the President's Council of Economic Advisers have effectively blocked a rule by the National Marine Fisheries Service to impose a speed limit for ships in selected shipping lanes to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. To raise the profile of issues like climate change and scientific research in this year's presidential campaign, thousands of scientists backed Science Debate 2008 to push the candidates to focus on these topics. But the debate on science never happened, and the media has generally ignored subjects like climate change and nanotechnology. Overall, climate change has received little media coverage during the campaign, receiving half the coverage given to the conflicts in Iran and Iraq, according to the Pew Media Index. Among Republicans, climate change ranks last among all national issues. Key members of the French political elite, including the son of former President François Mitterrand, are on trial in Paris for their involvement in illicit arms sales to Angola in the 1990s. 42 French citizens have been indicted for orchestrating a series of arms deals of Russian-made military hardware to Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos from 1993 to 1998. He was then fighting the U.S.-backed UNITA rebels. The French media has dubbed the scandal Angolagate. According to the Guardian newspaper, two key figures at the center of the arms deals were French businessman Pierre Falcone, who is also Angola's representative to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and Israeli-Russian billionaire Arkady Gaidamak, who had ambitions to become the mayor of Jerusalem. The two are accused of weapons sales, tax evasion, influence trafficking, and misuse of company funds. Others on trial are accused of receiving cash and other gifts from Falcone's company, Brenco International, in return for their influence in facilitating the arms deals. The trial, which opened in early October, is expected to last 5 months. So far, no Angolans are charged in the affair, but public testimony is expected to embarrass Angolan President Dos Santos and other officials who are alleged to have taken tens of millions of dollars of kickbacks in the arms deals. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.